If you would in your Bibles tonight, turn to Psalm 119. We're going to talk about the Bible again. And just spend just a brief amount of time. And say, Preacher, why are you touching on the Bibles? Understand, how does it practically apply to my life? It applies to our lives in that we have something we can trust. I can trust the Bible. I may not be able to trust my friends all the time, 100% of the time. I can't always even trust my family 100% of the time, but I can trust the Bible 100% of the time. And in every area of my life. The doctrines of the church are established by and on the Word of God. It is the final authority in all matters of faith and life. The Bible is our final authority. Again, we see in Psalm 119, look at verse 140. The Bible says, Thy Word is very pure, therefore Thy servant loveth it. Thy Word is very pure, therefore Thy servant loveth it. The Word of God is pure. The word pure means free from contamination or admixture. The Word of God is free from error. Again, if we get into the a lot of the things going on today, we find that a lot of scholars and others would like to put doubt upon the Word of God in certain areas. If we're not careful, then the scholars become the critics who then determine which scriptures are right and which scriptures are not supposed to be there. And all of a sudden, instead of relying upon God as the authority, we rely upon man as the authority. And so we come tonight saying that the Bible is pure. It can be trusted. It can be trusted. Number two, the Word of God is perfect. The Word of God is perfect. Y'all remember this verse, Psalm 19, just a few chapters back. Psalm 19, the Bible says there in verse 7, The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Listen to that little saying there again. The law of the Lord is perfect. We believe, again, the Bible to be perfect. Not only is it pure, but it's perfect. It's complete. It's complete, or it's correct in every way. You say, Preacher, you put that much stock in a book? Not just any book, the book. The book. This is the book. The perfect, complete Word of God. The Word of God is finished. If you go to your typical TV evangelist on TV, and he talks about that he just received a word from God, a new revelation from God, just mark it down. That's not true. The Word of God is complete. In fact, Revelation says those who add to the Word of God are in danger of hellfire. And so we must be careful about that. The Word of God is complete as it is. And so the Word of God is perfect. Number three, this is quick, isn't it? Word of God is pure. The Word of God is complete. It's perfect. Number three, the Word of God is powerful. I'd like to spend some time here, but we won't. But this is good. In Acts chapter 4, verse 12, this is familiar stuff to most of you. But Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, what a powerful verse this is. You understand tonight that the Word of God is dynamic. It's like dynamite. It's powerful. It's alive. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible says that the Word of God, Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, which I wrote down wrong. What's the verse? Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. That's why it looked strange. Did any of y'all go to Acts 12? Did some of y'all know where I was going? I get a chance to mess up too, don't I? Brother Chris, you give me? Yeah, okay. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. The Word of God is powerful. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God is quick and powerful. The Word of God is powerful. Powerful. It has great power. It's potent. It's like dynamite. Again, the Bible is not full of mere stories or mere words. It is full of history from God's perspective. It's history. It's His story. And therefore, the Word of God is powerful. It's powerful. It's alive because it's been energized by God Himself. It is powerful. No other book reads like it. No other book can give spiritual life as the Word of God can. Number four, the Word of God is permanent. The Word of God is permanent. Psalm 119 again, if you want to turn back over there. Psalm 119. Man, the kids are being quiet. Doing good. Psalm 119, verse 89. We're almost done. Forever, O Lord, Thy Word is settled in heaven. And there's other verses we could turn to, but the Word of God is permanent, continuing and enduring without change. That's what the Webster's Dictionary addresses or defines permanent as. We believe in the Bible to be preserved. The Bible says it will be preserved. And so therefore we should hold on to it. We've covered that the other night. The Word of God is permanent. It's preserved for us. Number five and lastly, the Word of God is profitable. The Word of God is profitable. Look over with me in 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Somewhere over the New Testament. Just keep looking. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Look at verse 16. Very familiar passage. It says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. So all Scripture is God-breathed. It's God's Word to us. Understand tonight that this is God's love letter to us. This is God's Word to us, given to us. We ought to hold it dear. We ought to hold it to our chest. This is what God is saying. This is God wants to reveal Himself to us. Do you understand there is a God? What if God did not reveal Himself to us? What if He just created the earth and just, He was gone. But no, He didn't. He left a Word for us. He left the Word of God for us because He wants us to know Him. The Word of God is profitable. It's a gain or benefit. It has advantage. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for what? For doctrine, that's teachings, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. The Word of God is profitable for what is right, what is not right, how to get right, how to stay right. The Word of God is profitable. The Word of God is relevant. Let me just address that term real quick. The Word of God, when being preached, is always relevant. You hear that term a lot in churches today. Well, a lot of the churches that stay by this stuff and stay by the old traditional conservative means of approaching the gospel are not relevant. The Word of God is always relevant. It's preached. It's relevant. The Word of God, I tell you what, you pick up the newspaper, you read about the Middle East, you find that the Word of God is relevant to today, even in its prophecies, even in its history. The Word of God is relevant. If everyone took the Word of God and lived by the sayings of Christ, the sayings of Jesus, the world would be much better off. Amen? Just in that alone, the Word of God is profitable. Just in the teachings of the same Christ. What are the books says to love your enemies, as Christ said to love your enemies? Amen? What are the says to do good to them that despitefully use you, or pray for them who despitefully use you? God tells us to pray for our enemies. Amen? I mean, what other book does that? If everyone in the world prayed for their enemies and loved their enemies as themselves, think of what the world, the change would be made. The Word of God is profitable. It's not only profitable in the area of relationships, it's profitable in the area of finances. If you want to be good in your finances, go buy the book. Man, I can get in a lot of areas. Even in the physical aspects, the Word of God is right on. Whether it's diets or way you eat or whatever else, it's right on. The Word of God is right on. Science, history, the Word of God is right on. The Word of God is profitable. It will give you an advantage in the world today. You will benefit greatly from adhering to its teachings. Again, we understand as a Christian, if you will adhere to the Word of God, Jesus said Himself, He said, those who love Me will keep My commandments. And if you love the Lord, then you'll live by His sayings, and it will benefit you. It will benefit you. The Word of God is pure. The Word of God is perfect. The Word of God is powerful. The Word of God is permanent. The Word of God is profitable. We ought to love it. Hold it close, read it, and don't waver under pressure. The Word of God stands forever. It never changes, by the way. It's always the same. Amen? By the way, God said it, that settles it. Doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. We live in a day and age where everything seems to be relative. The Word of God doesn't change with society. The Word of God does not change with political correctness. Even though some preachers have gone by that side, you can't change it. It stays constant because it never changes. That's why we can put it down and stand on it. It's our rock. It's immutable. It doesn't change. Just like our Savior doesn't change. There's benefit in that, folks. In a world that's topsy-turvy and upside down, full of mush and out of focus, the Bible can be trusted and depended on. Amen? I love to go to it and read it. And it speaks to me every day. Helps me in my life. Whatever comes my way, I mean, it's there for me. Let's love it more. Amen? I know it's been a short service tonight. Let's pray and we'll give a couple of announcements. And the kids will take over here in a few minutes.